Welcome back to United Bears Recap, and on every recap show during the course of the season, or at least almost every one, we're going to try every week to visit with a Bears assistant coach, and this week we're fortunate enough to be joined by Bears running backs coach Skip Peetz. Skip, thanks for coming over, and a question I have for a lot of assistant coaches who kind of fall this way too is, how does a guy who played wide receiver in college at Arizona and Kansas end up being a running backs coach for almost 2 decades, 16 years running here?
Guys obviously play a position and then eventually sometimes end up coaching another position. Kind of happens all the time in our profession. Mm-hmm. But my story was a little bit interesting. I was actually coaching wide receivers at the University of Pittsburgh for Paul Hackett. And at that time, we had a running back coach who left to go home and accept the head high school coach at his old alma mater. And he asked me if I would be interesting to move to running backs and coach that position because he wanted to put a new coach in with a group of guys that were pretty stable. And the running back group at that particular time had some issues, and he felt he wanted a coach that had some relationship with those guys with him at that time. So I opted to switch from coaching wide receivers to coaching running backs.
Now, he spent 9 years in Oakland, coached up Tyrone Wheatley, Charlie Garner, when he had that great season both running and catching the ball, working with Mark for 3 years over there when he was kind of running the offense, made it all the way to the Super Bowl. Tell us a little about your relationship with Mark and how has he evolved both as a coach professionally and how has he evolved personally since a little more than a decade ago when you were working together?
Yeah, it's been a while since we worked together. When I first met him was obviously in Oakland. He was came to us from Arizona, and extremely bright offensive mind, guy that had unbelievable wisdom as far as the West Coast offense was concerned. And we had, I obviously had opportunity to work with John Gruden, who ran the same system. So we were fortunate to get him to bring in his ideas to what we already had. And I think it kind of raised the level of our play in Oakland. Mark and I obviously had an opportunity to get to know each other very well because his first year there we shared an office and had a lot of conversations for many hours that you're in the office. So had an opportunity to bounce some things off of him, learn as much as I could about the passing game from him. And the one thing that struck me was his ability and his knowledge of getting everyone involved, whether you were wide receiver, tight end, or back. And that's kind of what he structured himself after, following, his time with the 49ers and running that system and learning it and becoming his system, that it's not just structured to get the ball to one specific guy. It's going to be spread around to a bunch of guys.
Let's get to the group that you're working with now. What were your impressions of Matt Forte before you became his coach, and how are they different now?
Interesting story about Matt. My years at UCLA, I worked for a guy by the name of Bob Toledo. And Bob Toledo ended up going down to become the head coach at Tulane. And he coached a guy by the name of Matt Forte. So I'm sitting in my office, my phone rings, and he says, "Hey, Skip," he goes, "I don't even know if you guys are interested in a back in a draft, but I'm telling you, you got a guy here that can do it all." He goes, "He can run it, he can catch it, he can block, he's physical, he's tough, he's smart." He goes, "He's everything you want in a back." So, I mean, that year I obviously had opportunity to evaluate him to get prepared for the draft, and everything that he said was true. So he gets drafted here in Chicago, and then, you kind of follow the guys that kind of come out in those drafts and see how they're doing and if they're having success at this level. And then, I have an opportunity to come here and then work with him firsthand. And, I mean, I will say that he's a special, special person. Not only a football player, but a special person. He's very knowledgeable of the game. He takes everything very seriously, but he also has a side that he can joke and kid and have fun, which I think is important, that everybody needs that aspect. But the ability that he shows in the knowledge of the game when it comes to our game planning, I mean, he completely understands everything, almost as like a quarterback, which is something that's very unusual for a running back. A lot of them want to know exactly what they do, and that's it. He kind of knows the structure of what we're trying to do, when the play needs to get checked. He knows if he's going to get it or he's not going to get it, if he's going to have to protect or if he's going to get the ball handed to him. So that makes life for you as a back a lot easier when you do know the entire scheme and understand the entire scheme.
Well, we know he puts the work in that's needed there. If there's anything that he can potentially improve on from the year he had last year, what might that be? What are you coaching him up on these days?
Well, I mean, the thing I told him is that at some point in time, which is hard for any back, is when you tell him that, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to play every play. And, I mean, they all want to play every play. They want to carry the ball every single play. You know, I mean, it seems like the structure of this league has changed a little bit, where it's going to be more of a platoon-type system where you're going to utilize one or two more guys to carry the load at the running back position. Now, he's been a guy that's been able to do that for several years. But as you get older, you need a little bit of help. You need a break here and there. And we feel we have a couple guys that we can give him a breather with, and we won't lose much.
Let's talk about a couple of those guys. First of all, Kadeem, brought in the fourth round. A lot was made of his 40 time over the scouting combine. Yourself, Phil Emery, saw some other things, though. And all you have to really do is look at the production he had at one of your alma maters there, too.
Yeah, exactly. Kadeem was an interesting guy because, I mean, you know, growing up in the Oakland system, the first thing you looked at was a 40 time. And then, you know, either you eliminate it or you say you're going to evaluate the guy based on how fast he ran. And, I mean, I've always been a guy to feel that if a person plays fast on film, regardless of what his 40 time is, he's worth taking a look at. And when you evaluate Kadeem, he was a kid that was very physical, seemed very tough, was a very tough physical pass protector when he had opportunity to pass protect on film. Ran with a lot of energy and seemed to be very durable for a college back. I mean, a lot of carries and very seldom came out of the game. But the thing that struck me was a lot of guys, if there's very, very small spaces, does he have ability to see it and then squeeze through it? And that was something that I saw that he had the capabilities of doing. And those are things that Matt has. Matt has great vision and balance and patience that he will let the block get set. And then once it's set, then he'll accelerate through the hole. Kadeem has those same qualities.
All right, Skip, Pete, thanks for the knowledge, the stories, the background. We appreciate you stopping by, and good luck in the 2014 season.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Skip Pete, the Bears running backs coach, joining us here on United Bears Recap. We'll be back after this time out to talk about more from the season opener against the Buffalo Bills at Soldier Field.